I like to look at tattoos on people. I think they're really cool, you know? But I would never get one. I always thought it was a bad idea to let some guy draw a picture on me that'll probably never come off, you know? I'm conservative on this one. Not only the thing never comes off, but it hurts to put it on. And you gotta pay the guy. Plus, if you do want to take it off, it hurts again, and you gotta pay the guy again. Another reason not to get a tattoo is that a tattoo is positive identification. No one should ever do anything to help the police in any way, especially when you may be the object of their interest. So I never got a tattoo, but I had some good ideas. I was going to get dotted lines tattooed on all my joints, wherever I bend, with little instructions, fold here, do not glue. I also thought about getting a necklace of hickeys. Here's one I almost went through with. I was going to get my nipples tattooed as radio dials, volume and tuning. And the hair in the middle of my chest would be the speaker. And for stereo, I just raised my arms. Armpit speakers. I guess the most popular tattoo of all time has to be Mom. A lot of guys get Mom. No one ever gets Pop. You know why? Because you can't read Pop in the mirror. In a mirror, Mom comes out Mom. Pop comes out 909. What the fuck is that? If you guys want to get a Mom tattoo and save a little money, here's how you do it. Just get two letters done. Saves you a little money. Get about a 1-inch capital M tattooed on each cheek of your ass in pink and brown ink. Then when you bend over, it says Mom. And then later, if you're having sex with your girlfriend and her parents are in the next room, don't want to make any noise, when you finish up, you can just lie on your back, draw your legs up to your chest, and silently say, "Wow." Here's another good tattoo idea for you guys. At the top of your inner thigh, right next to your groin, you put, "In case of emergency, pull handle." Or get your penis tattooed to resemble a candy cane. Great for Christmas blowjobs. But be very careful not to let the tattoo guy bend your penis into the J shape. Not good. Get the words tote bag tattooed on your scrotum. Or Bloomingdale's might be good. Cartier might be more appropriate, little hairy pouch for your precious jewels. How about a tattoo of the Three Stooges peering into your asshole? Or a serpent coming out? Or a nice tattoo of Madonna with her hand up your ass? Here's a good one for right next to your asshole. No gerbils. Or, gerbils welcome. Depends on what puts a smile on your face. Here would be a great tattoo for right in the middle of your forehead. I have colored ink in my skin. Or, your message here, 50 cents. How about this, right in the middle of your forehead? Yeah, it's a tattoo, you miserable prick, right in the middle of my forehead. If you don't like it, suck my dick. This will keep you from having to deal with that bothersome job market. And here's a solution to an age-old tattoo problem. If your girlfriend's name, say, Susie, is tattooed on your arm and you break up with her, don't have the tattoo removed. Just have the tattoo reworked so that it says, "Fuck Susie." By the way, you don't actually have to do all these things. They're just suggestions. Think them over first. Sit down, have 6 or 7 vodkas, and give them a few seconds thought. Besides, you want to know something? Tattoos are passé. They're yesterday's thing. I'm looking for the next big thing in body decoration, and I think I might have it. You know, everyone's skin has imperfections, right? It's unavoidable. Pock marks, wrinkles, bullet holes, scars, blotches, stab wounds, cysts, warts, needle holes, acne pits, and enlarged pores. I think people should see these imperfections and disfigurements as positive things. Flaws and defects can actually be forms of decoration. Take moles, God's punctuation marks. Moles are great. And they can be useful if you want a really interesting look. The only problem is they're usually randomly placed. They don't represent anything. I think plastic surgeons should offer a new service, rearranging people's moles. Think of your moles as fashion accessories.
God, look at all the moles that guy has.
Yes, and aren't they nicely arranged?
There are lots of things you can do with moles. Make the double helix. Do a happy Hitler face. Spell out the name of your bowling team on your back. And how about moles with Velcro, so you could change your look every day?
Here's something novel. Choose a good-sized mole on your arm and tattoo little legs sticking out of the sides. People will constantly be trying to shoo the bug off your arm. It's great for picking up girls.
Next, body piercing. Now, the piercing movement is off to a good start, and I like the idea behind it, self-esteem through self-mutilation. I've always said, when in doubt, punch a hole in yourself. That part is fine, but I think the piercing people are missing a good bet. Vital organs. I mean, skin is one thing. That's easy. But how about getting your lungs or your kidneys pierced? Why not some lovely diamond studs all over the surface of your liver? Or a couple of nice 18-carat gold rings hanging from your thyroid gland? But you know, stuff like this might not be dangerous enough for today's happening people. What's really going to be great is when the ozone layer is completely gone and everyone has melanomas. Then you'll start to see fashion skin cancer. Betcha it happens. Probably start in Malibu. People will use their skin cancers to form little designs. Since it's Malibu, a lot of them will do their zodiac sign. Of course, if your sign is cancer, you're really in good shape. I believe skin cancer will eventually become part of every American's fashion arsenal.
That's a lovely growth, Bambi. 20 millimeters and right between your eyes. God, I'm so jealous.
Before I leave this subject, I have two more ideas for the truly avant-garde. How about living, small, live mammals medically grafted onto your skin? Huh? Wouldn't you like to have a prairie dog living in the middle of your chest, sharing your blood supply? How about an adult male Norwegian rat sewn onto the top of your head, keeping an eye on everything? I think we also might want to take a page from Africa's book and get into deliberate scarring. Not ritual scars that form coherent designs, random scarring. Let a bunch of drunks with swords inflict hundreds of small, deep cuts on your skin.
Or have a friend throw boiling grease all over you, and then sit back and see what develops.
I don't believe the body decorating trend has reached its peak yet, and as it does, I shall try to be at the forefront, always continuing to point America toward the hot new look.